This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
Workshops and seminars for all different kinds of problems and trying to figure out the mess. Find one fact, one spiritual fact, this is wisdom, and all the answers will come to clear not just one problem, but all your problems. Because what wisdom does, it raises your level of consciousness, which is stepping into a higher reality of life. And with each step, you go higher and higher towards the truest, purest answer that you seek, and that is to realize the oneness of all things. To realize the secret to life, the secret to all things. And when you find it, you'll realize it is simplicity. It's called wisdom. And this is why when wisdom is spoken, it creates quite a controversy. Because the mind can't understand it, because it's a spiritual fact. And for you to get this wisdom, you must hear from within yourself. The spiritual side of you must hear it. Then you'll find this wisdom. And this is the one, this is the thing called wisdom that you're seeking. So if you understand it from the mind, you don't understand it. You only think you understand it. But if you're beyond the words become secondary because you've got the answer. You've found wisdom. Wisdom. I'm going to keep saying it all night. It's the magic word, wisdom. Wisdom has nothing to do with age. People think, when you grow old, you grow wise. Not so. Sometimes when you grow old, you grow stupid. It's contrary to the belief. Wisdom, I know 10-year-old children on this island that are wiser than many, many people roving the world today. Because those children have found wisdom. They found the simplicity of life. They found something within yourself, a spiritual reality. This is what everybody in the world seeks, is a spiritual reality that lies within. And the beauty is, it can be told via words. You can be led to it via word. But then again, it's only you can go beyond the word and find it. But think how beautiful it is. There's nothing to do. All you have to do is listen. Listen to this wisdom that you're seeking. Don't get caught up with rituals and beliefs. Look now. Because now is the only time it exists. Now the answer can come out. It will not, I promise you, if you ever see it, it will not come from any book that you're reading, or any tape you're hearing, or anything you've been told from the past. It will not come in from that direction. It'll come from within you. And when it comes from within you, then you'll understand what we're talking about. But by this time, your belief will have changed into a fact. Your reality will change because you're going up levels of consciousness to another reality. It really is true. It really is true. If you haven't evolved enough in conscious state, you will never see truth because of different realities. One is inside, one is outside. One is the illusion, one is the true reality of life. the true reality. And the true reality is what you call the spiritual side of life. It lies within. It's very simple. People scream at us and say we're too simple, we're too positive, too cocksure. You can't be. It's impossible. You can't be too sure of these things. Because the more surer you are, the more you're getting what you're looking for. Because the second you start to realize wisdom, you realize it is not you. Wisdom does not belong to you, nor does it belong to me. It belongs to the allness of all things. It belongs to the energy of all things. You've got to break through the barrier of thought to find what you're looking for. And what you're looking for is what you truly are. And all you are is a cosmic thought manifest into form to play the game of life. If your wisdom leads you to this fact, then you're free. And your children will become free. And never again will you be mentally sick. Never again will you be mentally lost. Your stress will fall. And with it, the sicknesses that the stress creates. Because you'll start to see the illusion of life. You'll start to see that it really is thought that creates your insecurity. The illusionary thing called thought creates an illusionary thing called insecurity. And we use it to make ourselves sick because we've lost the right use of the mind. And now what we have to do is to find the right use of the mind. That's righteousness. It's the same thing. The right use of the mind. Then you will find the beauty and the love and the understanding that you've ever, ever, ever imagined possible. Because it will start to become a spiritual reality. And there's no end to the spiritual reality. And this is the beauty too, is when you start to realize you really know nothing. All the wise men from the past would tell you they knew nothing. That's what their wisdom would tell them. They'd be wise enough to know that they knew nothing. Wisdom's a guide. In essence, you could break it down and you can say, every time you get a glimmer of wisdom, you're allowing the allness of all things guide you. Wisdom is the thing that takes your ego and cleans it. It cleans your mind. It cleans the ego. It shows you the worthlessness of this ego, the stupidity of the ego being an image of self-importance. Wisdom shows you the pitfalls of the ego, where it causes desire, stress, envy, jealousy, hate, wars, so on and so forth. Mankind goes the wrong way. He tries to prove his ego. He gets deeper and deeper into the mess. This is why the world is as it is today. Because the mind is lost. The mind of mankind has lost its spiritual identity. It doesn't know what it is. And if it doesn't know what it is and it's caught up in its ego, it's just totally insanity. And to go back to this, there is only one way. There's always only been one way. And that's to turn around and look inside. And look at the spiritual reality that lies within. And it's really nice. You just have to, they were telling stories now. That's the way. Just tell them these silly little stories. Hoping that you'll hear it. You'll identify with it. That's what you've got to do. Is identify yourself with it. It's like stepping forward and saying, yeah, right, me. I see me. When wisdom is adopted, this is when psychology and psychiatry will be the most powerful two medical things in the universe. Most powerful guides in the universe. It doesn't take many. Already there's quite a few psychologists and psychiatrists really starting to hear. And their wisdom is going to start healing people and guiding others. So it's got to spread. It's really got to spread. What is happening on this island with thorough doubt is way out of our hands. Way, way, way out of our hands. And we go all around cocky saying, I know something. No. Nobody wants to be ordinary. Wisdom makes you ordinary. And if anybody had said to me a long time ago, be ordinary, oh, never. But I've got to be different somehow. Huh? And this is part of your struggle in life, trying to be different. If you can honestly see what I'm talking about and become ordinary, here is where all your freedom is. And the strange thing is, the second you really become ordinary, you'll get whatever you wanted before. Whatever you wanted to try and be unordinary, you'll get it. Because you will appear as different. But you have no choice in it because you're just ordinary. This is why people come onto this island and say there's something different with you people. What's going on? They walk into your room and they see people different. But we still fall into the same trap and we still want to look a bit more different, eh? But that's the freedom. You're throwing the ego away, eh? And you think, well, if I throw the ego away, I'll be nothing. That's not so. Because it's a fallacy. You can't throw the ego away. You can't. It's impossible because it's part of you. You can only see how it works. And when you see how it works, then you can temporarily throw it away. Until somebody appears again. But the next time it appears, you're a bit wiser because you've found wisdom. So you know how to handle it. And what you do is you laugh at it. And you see it playing its little game. Then all of a sudden you see everybody in the world playing this very same game. In different disguises. But the disguise doesn't matter. Because wisdom sees through the disguise. Because wisdom sees before the disguise is created. It just sees the game. So you can say everybody, then you can talk. Everybody included, then you talk. And it's not generalizing. It's just an absolute fact. It's so simple a fact, it's not worth calling generalization. Generalization is when you make a statement to the outside world. We're not talking about the outside world as we know it. We're talking about the inside world before the manifestation of the fact. That's wisdom. What you hear right now is me talking about the outside, but I'm not. I'm talking about the inside. It's your heads that are turning it into the outside. And that's where it's lost. It's lost in the illusion. The illusion is the outside. That's why you can't think it. You can't figure it out. Because it's non-existent. It's a spiritual reality. And a spiritual reality can't possibly be explained. Because it's nothing. It's an experience. It's an experience that changes it from the mind to beyond the mind to the world within that shows you what wisdom really is and shows you how to clear your life. And at the same time, it gives you the understanding to see other people, whatever they're doing is okay too. Because they're lost. And you're not. And when you become unlost, then you can afford to go to the lost and guide them out because you won't get lost again. You know the way. It's like walking into a maze. You find out the way. People are lost in the maze, eh? And if you go into that maze, you're going to get lost too. So what you do is you rise above. You rise above the maze. Then you just look down and you say, they're all in it. But now I can see it. So you point. And you say, go to the left, go to the right. And sure as fate, they'll say, why did you say right? And they'll say, I'm not going right, I'm going left. And they get lost again. And all they have to do is listen. But it's hard for the mind to listen because we have what is called an ego, which in reality is the only thing that's stopping you seeing what you really are and what you really do and what you really creates your problems and what really creates all the problems of the universe. So, back to the ego. But if you try and figure the ego out, you'll never make it. Because it's the ego that's trying to figure it out. It'll never turn against itself. You see? So once again, you must surpass the mind. You must surpass the ego. But if you ever go to any kind of place to try and find yourself, and the people are trying to prove their ego, walk out. If there's anger, walk out. If there's any kind of hostility, walk out. If they start talking about the past and what created the problems, walk out. That's my advice. And if somebody comes out and says, you're too positive, walk out. It's amazing how we don't hear ourselves, eh? We honestly don't hear ourselves, eh? Like, can you imagine somebody writing a book on happiness and saying you're too positive, I don't like it? Obviously, they don't hear themselves, eh? And this is what became extraordinarily apparent to everybody on the weekend, that you can't talk to a deaf man. You can't. You just as well to walk away. Huh? You know the old saying from Barrels to Swine, eh? Now, there's another one, just something similar, and it's don't waste your time talking to a blithering idiot. That's it. Because they won't hear you. They really won't. They'll just get angry. And they want to fight, they won't hear you. And there's no harm in that because is just perfect where they are. Everybody is perfectly where they are right now. The level of consciousness is what they've developed from the beginning of time, and that's what they're entitled to, and that's what they want. They don't want to change, like very few people in the world want to change. Eh? But once a thing like this happens, then the people that want to change will start it, eh? And they'll change so much that the rest of the world will have to have a look. And this is what will change psychology and psychiatry and who knows what. You have no idea how much it pleased me last weekend to see the results of what Elsie and Roger did. Eh? It was really just incredible. It'll create quite a disturbance. And that's what truth does. It has to. Otherwise, it's not truth. If you want a trip, just go and go along with the trend of thought what's there today, or within the same pattern of life as it is today. See, every time wisdom comes into the universe, eh, true wisdom, it raises the level of consciousness and it changes the pattern. And when it changes the pattern of mankind's thoughts, it disturbs, because the people that are not ready don't want to change their pattern. They don't want to go to that other reality. And that's why wisdom and intelligence are always against each other. Until the wisdom is found, then the wisdom will accept the intelligence, because the wisdom is the intelligence. But the intelligence doesn't know what wisdom is, because intelligence by itself from the mind, eh, is nothing but beliefs and concepts and ideas. You can go one way, but you can't go the other. You must go inside from where it's they're both created. Eh? But if you go outside, you're out on the created. And this created doesn't know what it is. It doesn't know what created it. So to find out what created it, you must go inside, find his wisdom, and you'll find out what the creator of life really is. And when you find what the creator of life really is, then you find life. Then you're free. It changes your life completely. It's the beginning of you having a stable life, a happy life, one free from the sickness and stress of the world as we know it today. Share knowledge. To share knowledge is the greatest thing in the world. To try and hold it back for your own possession is the absolutely, you haven't got it. You're not getting the feelings. It is not until you release the knowledge that the feelings come. And that's what you're searching for. Everybody on earth is searching for feelings. And this is what you must find, is beautiful feelings. You take an object and you create a feeling to suit the object. Now take away the object, and all you're left with is the feeling. And it's related to nothing. It's just a feeling. And when a feeling is related to nothing, it covers all things, eh? People are afraid of feelings. They're afraid of their own feelings. Try and find those feelings, and those feelings are the very thing that will give you all the answers. Those feelings are to make you walk in another reality, eh? They make you see other realities. And the more beautiful the feeling, the better the reality. Because we're controlled from feelings. That's why a person who is very, very mentally sick and in real distress, that's why he is where he is. And the knowledge that you people know can take people from there out. Very easily. But you must talk the honest truth that you know. Don't compromise to anybody. Always talk your highest, because if you don't, you're just saying that truth isn't real. See, to not talk truth about inner self, eh? When you're asked about it, is the very worst thing that you could possibly do. Because it makes all the knowledge that you've got useless. There's just a missing link, eh? So back to that missing link. Just to, how do you switch it on, eh? Switch your knowledge into high gear so that you can get those beautiful feelings and you can get that knowledge that you've been searching for, eh? Because once you get the feelings, eh, that's it. That's the secret. Get the feelings, eh? And when the feelings come and they're accepted, then it will bring you the most perfect psychology, psychiatry, theology, philosophy that you've ever known in your life. This is where it's all hidden. That's where it's hidden. Where those are the wise men. They knew the secret, eh? But each one talked differently. So one would be taken as a philosopher, one would be taken as a so on and so forth, eh? But if you listen to all the details that surround each person, they're all different. So the whole story's different. But if you take all away the details and just listen to the very essence of the truth that they were talking, here lies all the answers. Here lies the secret of turning belief into fact and turning fact into a truer reality, an existence where very few people know exist. But it's still here. It's just a conscious change. A change in a level of conscious state. It's like when you were 12 years old, you saw the world different than what you see it now. This is the same thing, only much, much more. It's just a change of seeing. To see what really is, instead of the imaginary what wasn't. Eh? And it's the what wasn't that creates the mental sicknesses. It causes all the unhappiness. It causes all our problems. All our problems. No matter what problem it is, that's what causes it. So we're really lucky. We're broken through. But we should be happy about it. Instead of glum, like hanging on, you become happy because you're glad you found it. And the second you're glad you found it, you've found a feeling. And this feeling is so nice, you say, wow. And then you start giving the feeling away, eh? But that's what it is. You find feelings, and feelings are packed with knowledge. Because you can't get that knowledge until you get the feeling. It's all in this feeling. It's inside the feeling. And the longer you keep in the feeling, the more knowledge you get. But not a negative feeling. A negative feeling is a sick feeling. It's a sickness of mind. It's a lost mind. It's a mind that doesn't know what it's doing. And anybody that argues the point that it's natural, I'd say, yes, it's natural. As far as we know, natural here. But in true reality, it's the most unnatural thing in the world. It's insanity.
And we're all so insane that we don't know how sanity is. And the only thing that can bring sanity back is when the lost mind finds its way home. That's where sanity lies. And the more you get towards home, or to the secret of life, or the whatever you want to call it, the happier you become. Because the more you start to live in feelings. See, a beautiful feeling automatically eliminates all bad feelings. And we create a beautiful feeling, and we think it's wonderful. We feel tremendous. Then minutes later, we've lost all those feelings. Because we don't know how to hang on to a feeling. We don't know what a feeling is. We can't touch it. You can't write it. You can't talk it. You can't explain it. It just is. Nobody can explain a feeling. But if you find a beautiful feeling, it must be positive. And if it's positive, it's full of information, if you can hang on to the feeling. Because it's here you start to see life nicer, better, with more clarity. It's here you stop judging and analyzing. This is where the secret lies, in the feeling. And that's all we have to get out now. It's a feeling. Very, very simple. It doesn't take many people, to spread truth. Because truth is not a belief, it has to be built up. It's always now. It's always ever powerful. Always. Because it is. And it's the isness being released. Have you any idea how powerful that is? When the isness gets released and starts explaining to men how their minds work, it's super powerful. Very super powerful. And the best thing about it is you don't have to understand what's happening. You don't have to understand the words because you've already been explained it's impossible to understand. You've got to get the feeling. Then the understanding comes. But the words mean nothing. And it's not a little secret riddle. If I listen to his words and they mean something else, what could they mean? That's trying to figure out the words in a puzzle, right? There's no puzzle. There's really no puzzle. If you just hear what I'm saying, you'll hear it. But you've got to hear the words without the analyzing, or judging, or trying to figure out. You must just go beyond the word. And that's the only way you can go beyond the word, is to see right through it. You must understand it, then you don't have to go any further, so you're as far as you can go, you're there. Pretty tricky. And there's only one truth. And no matter what anybody says, this one truth will cure all things. Because this one truth is the way. It's the way to guide many, many people back to sanity. Away from hell. And when I say hell, I mean a hell of a life. A tormented life. A sick life, an unhappy life. This is a way to take them back. By psychologically speaking from beyond the mind, beyond the understanding of the mind of mankind. It's not an insult to mankind, because it's my mind too. It's simply that the mind can't possibly comprehend how to lift a level of conscious state to find out what it's looking for. I know there's millions of methods, millions of ways, millions of ideas. But that's all in the illusion. You've got to step outside the illusion. You've got to step outside what the mind thinks. And what mind thinks is the illusion. See, if mankind knew how to fix his own problems, he would have done it a long time ago, and then we'd all be happy. But he can't. Can't possibly. There's only help from one way, and that's to go inside to that superconscious state that exists inside yourself. And release it. Don't talk about it. It's of no value to talk about it. You talk about it till you're blue in the face. You've got to release it. When you find it and you start talking about it and you don't have the feeling, you haven't got it. You've only half got it. Eh? But you won't release it. It's like having a beautiful big wild stallion caught up in a small pen, and outside there's a big pasture and it's yours and you won't let it go. Eh? And it's not until you let it go, all of a sudden you realize there's a big corral all around all that big beautiful pasture. It never gets away. It can't get away. Now let it go. And that's what you've got to do. Release it. But just become happy. That's all I'm asking you to do. Well, you can't be happy all the time. You have to be really sick. Somebody once said to me, I can see being happy maybe once a month, but what you're talking about is ridiculous. You know? It's really neat because once you start finding knowledge, you start to realize what you haven't given yourself all those years. Then all of a sudden you're giving it to yourself. You're giving yourself all those beautiful feelings that never existed before. You realize you robbed yourself of those feelings, which in turn created all that knowledge. You robbed yourself all your life. Because you didn't know what life was. Eh? But the second you find it, you just lay it on yourself. All those nice feelings, eh? And all of a sudden it's a nice place. And all of a sudden the knowledge comes in with the feelings telling you exactly what's going on, eh? Like you start to see with clarity that when people play their little game, then another little person plays his little game. And by God, we're all playing the same game. Eh? And as you start to realize that, then all of a sudden you look inside and you say, me too. That's a toughie. Me too, eh? But not me too bad, because as you start to see life is a little game, and you see everybody doing it to each other, doing it to themselves, eh? No matter what they're doing it to each other and doing it to themselves, eh? So you get away from that and you watch all this circus. Then, of course, this is where the cosmic humor comes in, because it's a circus. There's only one way you can find it is now. Because if you ever truly find it, you realize there never was any other time but now. That time is only an illusion. It's an illusion to play the game of life. So we play it. But to find the game of life, you've got to go beyond that playing stage to find the true reality, so that you can find out how it works and play it better. Happier, with more feelings, with more seeing rather than acting. Sit back and enjoy it. But still do whatever you've been doing. It's just a conscious change. It's a state of consciousness that changes. Nothing else. Negativity creates that feeling that you don't want. It's a feeling of, it's a horrible feeling. So you've got to get rid of that horrible feeling So what you do is you learn to see clear, see life clearer. And as the truth starts to unfold, you'll see, once again, nicer feelings. And it's those nice feelings that will bring you all the knowledge that you seek. And you can't explain, I swear. If you try, you're just doing a silly thing. You can't explain people their problems. You can only tell them facts, conscious facts. And if they hear the conscious fact, the problem will vanish. If you tell somebody the problem, all you're doing is convincing them they've got the problem. And second, to see truth, the problem will vanish because they'll realize it's just the illusion. It wasn't true. They just thought that way. And it's our thinking mind that gets us in trouble. We've got to take this thinking mind of ours and clean it up. And the way you clean it up, you take all the negative thoughts and feelings and you get rid of them. And it leaves good feelings, which in turn take you to what you're looking for. And as you start to get the feelings, this alone will bring you the knowledge how to get more. If you unload it, you can only take so much and you can't take any more. It fills to the brim and you've got to give it out. And if you want to give it out, give it to yourself. I mean it. Give it to yourself. I don't care where you spill it over. Give it to yourself. All you're doing is giving yourself a beautiful feeling by realizing the knowledge that's inside you. You're giving it to yourself. And I guarantee you, the second you give it to yourself, you're going to give it to someone else. You can't help it. Because just being you in that state of good feeling, you'll be giving something to somebody else. A beautiful feeling. Plus, with it comes the knowledge that you're looking for. So it's like a, it's just everlasting, eh? You throw it away and it's there. You can't throw it away. It's not like a boomerang, eh? A boomerang might not come back, eh? Well, this is different, because there's nowhere to go. There's nothing thrown. There's nothing thrown. There's nowhere to go. It's already there. You've already got it. And you only pretend, eh? You only go through the pretense of not having it. And all we're doing is sort of leading you along the path towards those feelings. It changes life entirely. Not in the belief system, eh? But in the actual fact system. In actual fact, the fact system is living in a state of meditation. Not sitting looking for it. But actually living in the state of meditation. That's the fact system. Because from there, everything is a fact. Because it's truth. Because the mind isn't in the way. And this is what everybody's searching for, is the state of meditation. But once again, we go the opposite way to try and find it, because we pack our minds with more information to get to the state of meditation. Or try to tranquilize our mind. We read more. And we find more, and we argue, or we do something and get more of what we don't want, and we don't see it. It's so simple when it's put before your eyes, you can see it. But we all go the opposite way, eh? We all go the opposite way. So, I know I'm grateful that I found out what I found out. So, like, it's close to Thanksgiving, yeah, that's it, for sure.
Thank you for listening to this.